Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's good?
Sparkle, we got an exclusive episode today. We're here, just Ruben and I today. I'm taking Rob's job right now. And we're here to vibe out with two gentlemen from the PVD starting this amazing movement. And episode 20.
Here we are.
We got Mike Fabs.
What's up?
And Joel Rosario Tapia.
Otherwise known as Tapia, at Tapia 101. And also known to many as Turewa Taino Kai. It's an honor to be here on Spark Up PV Disso. Because I love the show, you know, and I support the movement, the wave, and the sauce.
The sauce.
So, you know, we're here to just let y'all know a little bit about what's going on in the culture and creative capital. Because, you know, right now, Providence, Prov City, PVD, whatever handle or moniker you want to refer to it as, is becoming to be the center of what is emerging as a cultural sector here and nationwide. And those places that are emerging as culture capitals or centers of culture, such as Providence, such as Seattle, Washington, such as Austin, Texas, are also leading when it comes to the world, because what goes gold, what goes, what is a hit at places like South by Southwest is a hit worldwide. So what's happening first in Providence, the same way that it happened first when, what's his name, the thrift shop? The song, what's the guy's name?
Macklemore.
When Macklemore hit and came right out of here. Why? Because we're trendsetting as far as the culture capital and as far as culture.
Yes.
So we got something going on that we're just going to... it's going to blow everybody away.
Don't get too into it. Before we get into it, Mike, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
My name is Mike Fabs. You can find me on Instagram at MikeFabs_MO. I'm a photographer. You know, I do a lot of creative directing, you know, from designs. I've done videography work too as well. Anything, you know, you could look me up. All my work is up there. Been doing it for a while.
Don't forget the music videos.
I mean, the music videos, too. Of course, you know, been doing it for about 10 years now, you know. The last 5 years, I just decided I'm not working for anybody else except myself. So since then, it's been, you know, all good.
Much better, please.
Yes.
Yeah. Feels better too, I bet.
Feels better, yeah.
No boss, you're the boss.
No boss, no, I'm the boss, you know.
On your own time, your own schedule, everything like that.
Everything is all me, you know.
You just gotta have a serious work ethic.
Yeah, like that anything, too. Serious work ethic. You gotta be focused, you know. You gotta cut out all the bullshit. I'm sorry.
Hey,
this is Spark Up PVD. You can say it however you want.
All right.
As long as it's not a Nicki Minaj clip, because our video got pulled down.
Yeah, we got pulled. Saying something about Nicki, but it's all good. It's just all over.
Oh, you played a soundbite or you said
we
something?
Played the clip of a titled exclusive, and Sony pulled it off Facebook like night.
No. Yeah. No Spark Up PVD. Yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Pretty much, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, but it's an honor. You know, it's an honor.
Because,
you know what I mean? Like,
you're doing
who
something.
Look for a Spark Up PVD and try to block us? Like,
right. Nah, they filter. They don't look for it. They it filters right from, like, right. They have a team of people at, like, the Facebook headquarters. System. Yeah.
But it's also done electronically, but you got to keep in mind that everything is connected to everything.
I mean, there's still numbers.
There's controls for everything.
They can pick things up right off, like, the waves.
If you say certain words, like, for example, this broadcast or your phone, you just say certain words around your phone and it triggers it to record.
Right.
That's
true.
So, you know, some heavy stuff, baby. Big brother.
I can't.
2017.
Yeah, we working.
Joel, tell us about yourself.
All right. Well, I can say so much about myself, but I'll say this. I'm born and bred Southside original, Providence, Boricua. 100% for all of y'all that are asking, because I always get that. Are you 100%?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, you don't have a typical look there. Where are your ancestors from? You know, I always get that, but I'm from what is contemporarily referred to as Puerto Rico, but what is Borinquen. And that is where I'm from and what we do. So I'm a cultural practitioner. I'm an activist. I'm many different things, but what I mainly am is a
promoter of
art, creativity, and my community.
Right. I mean, those glasses say a lot. They say artsy people always got like strange fashion, but I mean, they're popping.
Look at the rest of it. Look, did you see this one? I'm not, but you see this? This is a
You made that yourself?
No, this is a collaboration between myself.
Can you show the camera a little bit?
I'm going to show you, but there's a collaboration between myself and my partner at Zenuge.
Are you talking to the mic, please?
Yeah, at Zenuge, Zenuj. At Zenuj Instagram, you can check them out. Clothing designer, accessory, and jewelry. I could take it off to show you, but basically, it's a chain made out of a frame. It has some, I believe they're like pheasant feathers hanging down on the bottom. And these are beads that are from all over the world and made from all different kinds of things. The difference is also with this is that this is a collaboration because I made this painting. So this is a 2x3 painting of a statue of the Taino symbol or manifestation or god of abundance.
Mm.
You know, so I did that in a sense that because I'm an artist again, a visual artist and a musician and composer and a lot of different things. But when it comes down to this, this is art that is. First time, I started to do it, but it's like we're taking our indigenous symbology, whether it's symbols or pottery or petroglyphs, and creating art from those images, melding that with urban culture and aerosol, graffiti, the culture that we have in America here now, melding our classical stuff with new stuff. Okay. And just being creative about it. So, you know, we're doing all kinds of stuff. We collaborating, and I love it.
How did you two meet? How did that happen? Because you're, like,
me,
so,
me
like...
and him?
Yeah, the, and then the music I game. Feel like Mike is more, like, on the, like, urban, like, community, like, you know, with the videos. And yeah. I've known you from back in the day, so...
Joel
is super...
Yeah, he's
I'm a new manifestation of myself every 7 years.
Wow.
So I'm metatap
like
right now.
Like dog years.
Keep it real.
Metatap.
So metatap. Metatap. Shout out to my boy Metacow. It's not meta, but I mean meta like, you know, right now I'm like the highest I've been so far, right? And you can argue, in terms of echelons, in terms of
okay,
the level of
okay.
my,
I
of my
like
yeah, the level of my game, my performance, and what I'm doing.
Right.
But it can be argued that at any given moment, you are at the top
right.
of your you know game. Reality mm-hmm. game and pushing mm-hmm. it if you have that mindset.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I try to promote and exude is a continual mindset of success.
But we met, me and him met a long time ago.
Music.
Music. I was the guy everyone just kind of popped out of nowhere. And there was like, who's this guy shooting all his videos and stuff? And
so who was you shooting videos for? I believe we met, a very good friend of mine, a guy named TP.
Yeah,
known as Truth and Power.
Right.
TP the Pamp. Yeah. You already know. But the brother, we got real tight, all of us. And you know, we came from a movement called Interstate Mafia, where what we do is...
Crook Rock's involved with that, too.
We distribute music, videos, clothing, and all this stuff independently to all of our ethnic shops all up and down the East Coast and into the middle of the country. Yeah. So we met because we all tight. We do music. If he does a good video for TP, he's going to pass it on, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and then definitely. Over time, we ended up collaborating on a song. We collaborated and worked together on a video for Ere Uno. You guys know who Ere Uno is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know who all right, Ere so Uno Ere, is. He's a Latin rapper.
Yeah, they had Mo G on it, TP, then he had him on there.
Licencia.
We shot the video. We came up with the whole idea. It was pretty
dope. We worked together on that, and it was like ever since then, it's just been like.
Yeah, you know, we always break bread with each other. That's a
pretty big name in the Latin hip-hop.
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
The inner state.
You know, just the whole movement, man, and everybody coming together, and you know, he seen what we was doing and stuff, and he was like, "Yo, let's do it." And
word.
You know, they come around. Just, they come. This is Taino City,
right?
Get it right.
They know where.
You know what I mean,
they
I'm
know,
saying that.
They know where the creativity.
And everybody comes from. Through this town, man. Yeah. And as far as Dominican artists or Puerto Rican artists. Everybody comes through here
right. Because
there's such a high concentration of our people. You know what I'm saying?
So do you think that the culture, like that people that are successful, like let's say, like who you're talking about, like, do you think that they've all come by here and they know that there is something here?
Yes.
They know that there's something here because they know there's money here. But as far as the culture from here, they always collaborate and people carry it. And everybody knows we have our own little swag and culture here too.
Swag.
You know what I mean? We have the for example, the Dominicans here have their own little swag. And then the ones in Massachusetts have their own, and the ones in the Heights have another one.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So when you're from Prov, all right, you Prov. You know what I mean? What do people know about Prov? Let's see. Do you guys got chat rooms or anything? What do you guys know about Prov?
What I think of Prov is there's different cultures in Providence.
It's a melting
pot.
Yeah, it's the culture of beautiful people, women. Know, everywhere that I've gone.
Beautiful women.
And for real. I swear.
Yeah,
you
there,
hear
there
it
is. There is.
Men.
Yo, that is
everywhere
not gonna
that I've
lie,
gone around
is.
This country, people there say, is. Yo, have you, you're from Prov? They got some bad.
That is true.
That is true. And I was like, yeah, that's
we
right.
Got some real
that's
good, right. good looking ladies.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're known for several different things around, but one of the things we was known for also is kind of the beginnings of this Latin hip hop game.
Right.
There's been a lot of work done from here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of artists from here over different times that, you know, have gone on to do great things. There's a lot of producers from here that, you know, are popping right now that you don't even realize that they're from here.
Mm.
And they carry that Prov City melting pot kind of, not really, let's not say melting pot, Prov City mix. You know what I mean? Of a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, because melting pot seems more like
sound.
Everybody's meshing and not everybody really meshes.
No, we're independent. We're independent each individually, but we collaborate in appreciating each other's uniqueness. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how we do things.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. So really what we're really here for, the main thing is to push and talk about your biggest movement called the Pull Up PVD. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell
how did that come about?
Like where did the ideas come from? Like talked about it first?
What it is that everyone that's working with the Pull Up PVD initiative are folks that are connected to something called the Providence Cultural Equity Initiative and also something called the Cultural Equity Think Tank, CETT. We're one of the only places that you could, we're the only place I know of that you can think of a think tank on cultural equity. Right. The concept of cultural equity is inclusion and based on especially the fact that underserved communities exist. So we got to show culture in terms of who's here and who is being served, because we always hear about the European cultures.
Right.
We get taught everything about them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we get taught about ourselves? What do we have focused on the stages around here when we put our own shows? But how are we accepted within
the frame of
the rest of the society? You know what I'm saying? So the Providence Cultural Equity Initiative is the organization that is charged with helping to create, inform, and promote the cultural sector and cultural practitioners. So, you know, folks like Mike Olisende, Mike Fabs, you know what I mean, who have worked with everybody but also have a special connection to folks in the Nigerian, Liberian community and music videos there. Yes. Or, you know, the folks African like... I mean, there's just so
Shout
many
out
different...
Shout to the African community.
Yes, yeah. sir.
There's so they... You know what I love? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know what I love about the African community or African people in general? They keep their culture alive, and they're so consistent with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I speak personally for myself. Like, I'm Dominican, but sometimes I'm more black, like, American, you know, African-American than anything else because sometimes I don't even know... I couldn't tell you what song is popping, like what merengue is popping right now. But I could tell you who's beefing in hip hop. Right. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like the African culture is always in touch with like who they are and where they come from.
I always do that all
Basically
the time.
Basically, you get lost in translation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what keeps me in line. You know what I'm saying? Keeps me in check.
Your morals, your values.
Let me know, like, yo, you know, don't lose your mind.
Don't have too much fun.
Right, too much fun.
So as far as the group, we all met through the Cultural Equity Initiative, and there's an event going on in Austin, Texas. Now, for those who are familiar with something called South by Southwest, South by Southwest is essentially has turned into the largest and the most important music, culture, entertainment festival around.
SXW, yeah.
Yeah, because... It has more than one component. It's not just music. It's not just movies. It's not just art. And it's not just businesses centered around that. It's also about the artists themselves, the practitioners themselves. So the thing is, what we've realized is that essentially from Providence, Rhode Island, there have been some artists that have gone down to those parts in Austin and blown up and done different things. And pretty much everything that happens in terms of blowing up in the entertainment industry now pops first there. So Providence, through the Providence Cultural Equity Initiative, my brother Raymond Two Hawks Watson and I started to talk about going down there and performing because we had already built up a proposal for an initiative that was called basically a collaboration between Austin, Texas and Providence, Rhode Island.
Yep.
So that's what happened. We're doing ATX by PVD. We collaborate in between the cities. We have an artist from Austin and artist from Providence perform over there. And this is a big thing for us. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because we're
huge.
Also... Yeah. Right. And part of that is that we have the Spider House, which is, you know, a huge venue. One of the top venues. And this place has multiple stages. We have all these stages, but also... We have the opportunity to take a trip to get down there, and we figured we already going down there, and we're already going to be performing. Let's see what we can do with cultural practitioners and artists that may be interested in coming with us and representing for the city.
Like a tour.
Yeah, at the kickoff party. Because really, they bringing us out there to kick off a party.
Yes.
The dopest party to kick off the city sister city from relationship from between Providence and Austin, Texas during South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Come on. It's going to be stupid. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be great.
Right.
It's going to be incredible.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? So who are you taking out there? I mean, being that you're taking artists.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If an artist is interested, they holler at us. There's a public list that will be released, but it's not. This is kind of like, in order to get on the trip,
to pull up PVD, levels.
Yes, you have to submit, a fully
EPK.
Fully compatible EPK, electronic press kit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's basically your resume as an artist.
Yes.
Okay. Or, you know, some folks have a portfolio, or you got to submit an EPK that has, you know, says who you are.
Yes.
And pretty much, essentially, if you're a business and you're interested in, and we're also carrying brands and bringing them down there to showcase at the event. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a business and you're interested in being showcased, well, you have to have a business one sheet. You have to have something that, you know, the essential listing of where you're at in your business, what you're trying to do, and how you think it could benefit you to be in this situation. And then after you've been approved by the governing board, essentially, Then you move on to, all right, this is what it costs you, you know, and there's levels to it. But the thing is that we're trying to make sure that if we're going out to Austin, Texas, to kick off a sister city relationship between Providence and Austin, and we're bringing it to that level, we don't want to just invite anybody that doesn't have the same kind of work ethic, but
or repertoire.
Yeah, but it's just technically sound. You have to be technically sound. You know what I mean? If you're gonna do music and your mix just doesn't cut it and is distorted, that's not technically sound.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we just gotta make sure that the music, everything is A1, so that we can represent A1. You know what I'm saying? And we already pretty much we already have some dope lyrics rolling too. You know,
let me just add that.
You gotta have the juice, basically.
Yeah. Hey. And there'll be a listing of the artists, but it's not public yet, and because it's kind of like. You got to qualify, so we can't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And we're gonna in the next couple of days, we're gonna release the list.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about that. Yeah. I know
the pull up, man. So, you know, pull up.
So pull up. But I'm gonna put it like this: when we go down to Texas, we going down like this. We got the accommodation.
Right.
You know what I mean? We got the in-house pool the house.
Yeah.
We downtown Texas.
It's like a vacation.
You know what I mean? It's the green room, you feel me?
Yeah.
See, the whole thing is that if we're moving forward, we got to move forward. You want a show? Well, how are you going to get a movement? Well, you got to show fruits.
I mean, the pull-up PVDs is just something, you know, we individuals, and we all came together. You know, and we've decided, you know, we're kind of tired because everybody in Providence does not support each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we talk about that all the time.
It's kind of whack, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I see this thing, like, you know how Chicago did it when they just had a bunch of artists coming out of different places. We could do it exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And we could all eat.
And you don't got to sound like them.
And we could do it better, I think. Yeah,
we could do it
better.
In our own swagged out flavor, the right way.
You know? and you know, they never see that. They never see that, and you know, it sometimes sucks. But you know, the pull up PVD, we're here to support artists. You know, anything. You know, like
And one other thing about it is that there's several organizations that are involved.
Yes,
if you go to the app,
backing this
pull up
yes.
PVD.
Yes,
you can see
CLR being sponsored.
Other thing of sponsors,
okay. Yes.
And the core of the members of this movement right now, came to meet each other through Taino heritage, right. And through learning about our culture,
right.
And through something called the Sibuco Bayamon Taino tribe, of which I am the chief or the clan chief, and we all started to learn about each other's culture and bonded in ways through our culture collectively in our likenesses and differences. And we appreciate in ourselves, it's like we really appreciate our town, what we're doing, what our culture is here. We got a whole different swag.
We're trying to make it happen.
Yeah, you don't go everywhere and hear blends.
That's why we started
that
the show.
That wave over here, man.
Exactly. That's why we started the show. We talk with me, Ruben, we always talk about that. Like, yo, like, there's a lot of popping things going on here. Like,
right. Let me just
we can't
you.
Be boxed in like this. We got to break out. And what better way than to do it together so that the noise is even louder.
Helping hands. Right.
Helping hands. Like, we can't we can't all make it, like, without each other.
Right.
I mean, some are going to make it regardless.
Right.
But if you don't help the next man, you're probably not going to make it yourself neither.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know?
And at the end of the day, nobody makes it by themselves anyway, though, because there's always somebody else
even
that
if you're
has
not working
to eat.
With people here.
So there's multiple people
exactly.
eating off you no matter what. Right. You might as well choose the people that you eat with.
With, right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a tribe mindset is and what our culture is. Like, we have a culture of brothers.
Right.
You
know what I mean? I was going to say that's brotherhood.
You know what we are? We're Taiguatiao. Or Datiaos. These are my brothers. Taiguatiao is brothers that exchange names.
Right? Mm.
Okay? So that's what we are. We Taiguatiao. And that's what Taino hospitality is all about. And when I say Taino hospitality, I mean that if you've ever been invited to a folks' home, someone from generally anywhere in the Caribbean, there's a certain warmth that they exude when you're accepted and you're brought in.
Right.
Right. It's like you everything is given to you, and it's almost like to reject anything is an insult.
Right.
So you know what I mean?
It's true.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't that kind of? It's kind of like culturally, like the funny thing with it. We got a good side and a bad.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to everything.
Everything,
but it's beautiful.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
Now, what do you guys think about? We talk about music a lot, and I like that. Now it's kind of just me and Ruben because we're like the ones that's over the top obsessed with it. Right. What do you guys think about the music scene that's going on in particular?
It's freaking crazy.
Who's your favorite right now? If you had to choose,
I don't have one.
All right, but who you listening to?
Who am I listening to? Right now, I'm listening to Schoolboy Q. Yeah.
But on like the local.
Local? I haven't actually found anyone yet, but I do listen to my brother's music. You know, all his songs, I know it.
Musics. That's what we got. I'm going to tell you what we rocking. We rocking Taino City over here.
Right.
You know what I mean? We got a group coming, you know, with essentially some of the most unique up-and-coming artists you can find around. Right. But that also, you know, our share Taino heritage, at least from PR or DR. We're doing soul with blends of indigenous music. Right now. And we also got an album coming out, Me and Crook Rock, which that's what we're doing. We're going down to perform.
I was
going to
say, you with Chachi, so Boo close City, to Crook Rock is like a known,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'm going down there to perform. He's going down to perform. We just figured, well, we're going to do this. He's going on a plane. I wanted to bring more folks with me. So we just figured out how we're going to go together.
No. This is the real story. Yeah. This is what happened. We didn't know how we was going to get there.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to be there anyway. Mm. You know, but it was like, nah, we're not about to pay the plane.
Yeah, it's ticket. Like $500 a ticket, right?
You know, and, you know, so we just decided, okay, we got to come up with something. And we started coming up with a bunch of ideas and, you know.
But first it was just like, we're just going to go.
We had some, know? Yeah, we was going to go anyway. We was going to go. I was planning on going anyway. But, you know, then we met with some other people that's not here right now, actually. Yeah. Shout outs to them, everybody, you know.
Shout outs to Redism.
Redism, yes.
At
Liz.
Lady of Providence.
Yes.
Shout outs to Azanuj.
Azanuj, yes, too.
Shout outs to At Chris. La Salsa.
Will. Everybody,
to, shout outs to At Sleep Roo.
Sleepy
Rooster.
He's Sleepy Rooster.
You know what I mean? Hey, when you hear Sleepy, you know sleepy.
You go, no. So, you know, he's from Atlanta, all. So he got that flavor. Mm, he brought that flavor up here, you know, so.
Yay.
You know.
Yay. Okay.
Yo, you mentioned a project where you and Crook. What is that?
It is called The Soul Keepers.
Why is it The Soul Keepers?
It's The Soul Keepers because we keeping the soul and we keeping our heritage alive and our culture alive, whether that be whatever the cultures that they want to label them as. But hip-hop is essentially the blend of the indigenous cultures with the foreign cultures, but really the blend of indigenous culture. When you're talking about indigenous, and you say black culture, right? Black is an idea. Black is not a place that you can go to and claim heritage to.
Mm.
Mm. That's deep.
You can't claim heritage to African American. Can you go to Africa, America?
No.
Can you go to Latino land?
Nah.
Can you go to Hispanic land? You can go to Hispania as a region, but can... What heritage do you claim from there? None. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is it's like everything is about knowing where you are, who you are. Where and you're we're from. Trying to bring that through the music and also bring just celebrating who we are in our culture. So that's why we keep in the soul. And at the end of the day, the soul, you can't keep the soul without honoring your ancestors, without honoring who you are. You know what I'm saying? And what comes before you and what you are, you know?
Yep.
So we trying to keep it real.
Yeah, I got to watch out for the video, too.
Just real. We got a song. Flavor of the Month.
Flavor of the Month. Yeah.
It's an old school Black Sheep, the Black Sheep Flavor of the Month. But we did like a newer version of it.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know,
Yeah.
Because I heard some of your music. You did like house music.
Right.
So are you going to stick everything. To just hip hop no, this like for I've, this album? Or
no, I mean, I haven't done just house music. That was just one project.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I've released, if you go on my YouTube, I have over 100 and... Mm.
I've heard him do rock
videos.
And roll before, and I'm like...
I've done every genre. I've rapped over acoustic music. I got an album that's me rapping over acoustic guitars.
All right.
With another guitar player, and he's a singer. You know what I mean? Like I'm prolific. I just keep creating no matter what. So those are all just flavors. You know what I mean? Because I understand what each one of them are. But when you check out to my original, just where I came from, I've been doing this thing since the '90s, since like '95 is
wow.
when I started oh, yeah. rapping and b-boying and graffiti and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I was really intensely into it. For a year, for all this time.
I've been doing this since birth.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we versatile. This is what we do. You know
yes,
what I'm saying? We serious, you know? And
we work.
We're trying to bring it up
Stay
and make
creative,
sure everybody knows
you know?
This city is where it's
at. I think that's what you guys, like, bring each other to the table is
right.
probably the most important thing, which is respect.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't respect other people's craft because they don't sound like theirs or don't look like theirs.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, oh.
Yeah, we're trying to copy.
Right. Like, oh, that he's trying to sound like me or she's trying to look like me. But you shouldn't be threatened by anybody's work if you're working too. There's space for all of
That's
us.
It.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
it.
The fact that you guys are just like, look. Even if you don't listen to each other's music, but you respect each other's craft, and everybody's on the same page,
right.
like, we're here to work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people, they rap, and they get in the booth, and they make one song, put out a video, and then that's it.
But they can't perform the song.
Yeah.
Right, they can't perform
they don't
it.
Perform.
Oh, they don't have a whole
nah,
body
they, list. They think they've done something. That's what
yeah.
they always think. They think, yes, I've done it. Yes, you know, I'm like, man.
They don't know.
Yeah, what did you do?
There's more to it than just,
yeah,
you know
like,
putting the song out and
right.
performing it. You know,
right.
there's, you know, other things that you got to do to
these
actually make it.
Right.
You know, and I feel like one thing I was talking about earlier with one of the guys here at BO8 was that Providence artists, they focus on staying in Providence.
Mm-hmm. They never want to go out.
Exactly.
Get out.
And I feel like they need to start making music to transcend the walls of Rhode Island.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think so this movement is perfect. So whoever's listening,
I mean, we're here to support them too, you know.
That's what I'm
pull
saying.
Up.
The
know,
pull up just, the pull up is perfect.
You just want to be pulling up, man.
Put hard working people
yeah.
together and just
you should start a challenge or something like, you
right.
know what I mean?
Pull up PBD, hashtag pull up PBD.
You know?
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey.
Yo, you know what? You know we can. We're willing to do whatever we got to do to make this a success.
We're working.
And it
it's
already
a work
is
in
a success,
progress,
and we're building
you know?
More from it. So like we're just excited.
Yeah.
You
so
know,
is
we'll
it,
do. We got the hashtags. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got a couple, but we're willing to do new stuff. We're willing to do promotions, right?
Right. Right.
Because this is just one trip. Essentially, what we're doing.
Nah,
is,
we're planning on tours. You know,
yeah,
we're gonna be looking into like different music festivals around the country.
Well,
and,
EDC, you know.
EDC. Yeah. And we're going to
try to
make.
You got Coachella.
Governor's Ball in New York.
iHeartRadio.
We're going to try to make
you
them
got
all.
Tons of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or you got.
Here, you got.
What's the one in Atlanta? The next one that's coming up. The Something Producers Conference. Peace.
NICAA or NCAA, something like that?
No, no. AC3.
AC3. I haven't heard about that one.
AC3, well, that's a producer's conference.
Mm.
That's people that make beats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not, and also
oh, we do something like that here,
and
too.
And all that kind of thing.
At the third
yeah.
shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've been on that's Chris Fame's thing, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
and, you know,
there.
Chris Fame, shout out to Chris Fame. Chris Fame was supposed to be going up with us on this trip.
Gonna make it.
He's not gonna make it, but either way, the music is going.
Yeah.
Artist, his production is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
he's
I mean, you know,
us, he's giving us his,
if your work
he's giving us his materials, you know, so we're going to.
Yeah.
And we just seen him do a live thing at the Come Up,
on
which
the
was
come up.
Pretty dope.
The BOA event.
Yeah. The vibes was right. on 100 in there.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
I like what you guys are doing. I respect it. That's why. And Joel hit me up and he's like, yo, I got a crazy idea. And I'm like, I don't know what's ever going to come out of Joel's mouth. So I'm like, oh, God, he's going to make me do something crazy. But then when you told me everything, I was like, this is perfect. Like,
right.
this is what our
dope.
Show is about.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And we had a whole episode about that 2 weeks ago, talking about how important it is to represent for your city. This is where you're from. Like,
put on.
If you're ashamed by it, change it. Right. Do something different. Come up with something different. Work with other people that are like-minded instead of competing against them. Because you're tearing each other down for what?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Stop following and lead.
Yes.
Don't believe that hype.
Said, don't believe the hype.
For real. So are you guys gonna do this every year? Like,
what we're doing is we're establishing a route where we do cultural tours. See, the thing is about the tour and our voyage as Pull Up PVD is this is for artists, and we're also gonna be meeting other artists on the way.
Any type
we're
of
gonna
artists,
be stopping in ways and collaborating between each other and with artists from other cities. Because the closer you get to South by Southwest, all the other cities is popping at the same time because there's other festivals that are happening leading up to it. So it's like everybody tries to harness that crowd that's developing. So it goes from Florida to Louisiana to Texas, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To that whole area, it's like everything is really rocking there. So we're going to go through, collaborate, represent, be dope, and make sure people remember us.
And
because
put the city's name out there, because a lot of people don't even know this place exists.
Yeah,
that's right. ATX by PVD.
Y'all listen to this.
You know they call it like New York. I'm like, no.
Yeah, Long Island, you mean? Long Island.
That's why I don't
it's
say
funny
nothing.
You
but
said that.
I know city, that's why.
Because I'm into the car scene, and I was selling some parts online. Some guy hit me up from Canada, and I said, I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. He thought I was in, like, Pennsylvania. And I'm like, no, Providence, Rhode Island. And he's like, I don't know where that is. So, I mean,
what is that?
There are people that don't essentially know who we are. You know what I mean?
I've been all over the country, so I know. I know what you're talking about. You know, I tell them, they're like,
Providence?
I'm like, where? And then, I'm like, it's one of the first few states that started
it's
America.
The first 13th
colony.
And it's funny.
And it's like,
we don't know.
We don't know. I don't know what to say to you.
Or they try to throw you a Family Guy reference.
Yeah.
I know that.
From Quahog? Are you from Quahog?
Right.
Yeah, that's not even a real city, right? It's not a real city. It's a made up.
It was made up.
Quahog, Rhode Island.
That's so funny.
Quahog is one of them shelf things, you know.
Yeah, it's
quahog.
We have a lot of quahogs here, though.
Yeah, we do.
And it is true because the rappers and the music artists out here never want to get out too. I think that's why we haven't gone anywhere yet.
Branched out because
you know,
nobody wants
because
to.
They want
to
be the hood superstar because
that's
all they can aspire to.
Oh
my
god,
because that's all they expect.
I literally before you guys came here, we were talking about that, and I said the same thing. They just want to be that legend
that
story. You know, like I started in my city and everybody loved me.
Right.
You know, they wanted to be like Paid in Full.
Right.
You know, if I move out, will they still love me? Like, you know, they're on that.
I mean, they could do that. You could do that, but I mean, branch out too. You know.
Yeah,
just
don't
stick here. You know,
it's just that they're not. The truth is that they're not. They're very versatile. They're working. They're creating, but by the same token, you got to reach out and understand what's going on everywhere else and be seen everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order to blow up, you got to hit the markets.
Right.
You got to be heard at these places, heard at the South by Southwest.
Right.
Even if it's for 2 seconds.
That's where people hit first. If they like you there, they're going to like you
everywhere.
Yeah, they'll start looking you up on
you understand?
SoundCloud,
so
Facebook.
It's like, if you're not doing that, if you don't even know what we're talking about, then you're not a serious artist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. You don't know it? Hey, bro, you're
you're just trying. You're just trying
to live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you're not committed. So when you commit to spending your own money, not with trying
investing
to find an investor that you think is going to save you
from
your own lack of dough and hustle.
I've been investing in myself since when, you know,
then,
I started.
You know, maybe
this.
You can get somewhere, but it's too, come on, it's old, man. You're not getting nowhere. You're not doing, think about doing something else.
Right.
Because you're not doing nothing.
Exactly.
Right. I got a question for y'all. For those listeners that are listening and don't know how to market themselves, you got any advice?
Well, funny you should mention that.
Any jewels that you can throw at them?
Yes, I can say this. I speak about motivation a lot. I feed myself marketing, and I I stay positive and I stay open-minded to the trends. So the point is that you, if you expect to do anything in this day and age, you got to be social media savvy as far as engagement.
Yeah, you
got
to be open.
And you got to be open to investing your own money. Don't you got to be open to advertising for yourself.
Yeah.
Because if they don't like you, it ain't going to make you no money anyway. So you're not making nobody spend no money.
Right.
You just put in your face.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Don't be scared. Get a Facebook some money ad. Too.
Do yeah. something that, yeah. that'll make you be seen out of where you are. When I dropped my album, I found a way, found some package deals. I was promoted on every top site that was out, World Star Hip Hop, all that. Every Google ad, I took out a Google Ads account.
Right.
And paid, you know what I mean? To get my, and what did that do? It led to me getting attention outside of where I was from.
Right.
Exactly.
Why? Because sometimes your sound is better out there.
Opened up the doors.
Actually,
for
it was
that too.
It was actually MySpace. I've been doing this thing since MySpace.
Although they do ads like on MySpace too.
Yes. Okay.
Because our page on Facebook, we run our ads. I do it through Facebook, mm-hmm. and it gives you all these options and who you want to target and like interests and everything like that.
Oh yeah, of course the Facebook specific. Ads too. I've done it, you know, but you know. I was just saying I started since MySpace. That's how long it has been.
Yeah, MySpace was so 2004, 2008.
That's another thing people don't understand. You started back when MySpace was popping. A lot of people want their success to happen overnight.
Overnight, that's what I'm
saying.
It's
not gonna happen.
It's not gonna
happen
overnight.
Here you are, 10 years later. Right. You know what I'm saying? Making bigger moves.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're still grinding. You're still grinding.
Right.
Still moving.
That's right. But that's the difference between a Soulja Boy.
Well, I don't think you want to associate yourself with Soulja Boy.
He doesn't pay. I'm good.
That's the difference between an overnight success,
right?
Like and somebody Boy, that
and somebody with longevity, like
a, right?
Yeah, Jay? Pick them. Yeah. Pick anybody that you know that has relevance and consistency.
Drake, yeah. Jay.
It's Oprah. Because they're consistent,
Ellen.
They're committed.
Yeah.
They're committed,
you know, and they don't expect the overnight success.
Yep.
And many of them seem like overnight success, but when you go back.
They've been doing it for long.
For long. Yeah,
for so long.
In obscurity. You know what I mean? Yes. It just comes to a certain level where, boop, you know, you pop.
I mean, I just want to say, you know, like, before I used to have a job. I don't have a job anymore.
This is your job.
This is my job. Life. I make money doing what I do, so. I just want to let people know that you can make money doing what you do or what you love doing. You just got to focus and
work hard.
And work hard. You know
part of us developing the cultural sector in this market and around here is developing cultural practitioners.
Yes.
And we are going to be working through a few different institutions, a few different means for us to help develop the cultural sector by helping to develop well-rounded cultural practitioners who understand what cultures are and understand that you have to have a reference to it. For example, have you ever seen, you know, henna?
The henna tattoos?
Henna tattoos, right?
Yeah.
You know where they come from?
No idea.
Okay, well, they come from the Middle East. You're talking about Hindu and Islamic kind of, you know,
history.
Right, and that stuff is something that was available very much in the desert, the plants. You know what I mean? That they take them, they grind them. All right. So if you know henna is an art practiced by these cultures, where do you get off going to Wild Fire and seeing just random folks doing henna that don't look
that
like,
are not.
That are like Europeans and everybody, you know.
They need to
it's
be
like
fired.
There's no, or that's not authentic. Yeah, you can get it, but... That's
it's
but
like
then by the same
Bell.
Token, you have people that do that can't get into those places.
So
you know
are
what
you
mean?
Saying it's cultural appropriation?
Yeah. So okay. we're trying to make sure. Yeah. What we're trying to make sure is that is not allowed to happen without it being obvious that it's happening.
Mm.
Because if there's authentic cultural practitioners, why wouldn't you go with the authentic ones or at least acknowledge them?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that everybody can't do it, but when that's the only people you see doing it, and you know, there's these populations of people, but they can't get into these settings, then something's wrong. And there's appropriation. There's all these kinds of things. But, you know, that's something that we're kind of fighting against with culture, is to say we're here and we can be us. And you can't just do the same things as us just because you can study it a little bit. There's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a cultural context. You can speak Spanish. You can do, you know, you can do all that. Exactly. And not even be and understand some of the culture. But, you know, as far as the facets that make that culture, the intricacies of a culture. For example, some words that don't even have a counterpart in another language. Mm. Can you be that?
And so,
you know,
when I picked off where you said, like, for example, where it comes from, the originators of something that's been creative don't have access to these settings. How do you feel about, like, for example, I know Fett is a big supporter of, like, the music scene in Providence, and at least they try to be, but then there's events where people are shooting up the place or shooting outside, fighting outside, and then Providence won't pass, you know, the permission, grant the permission for these events to happen because people are acting this way. So how do you feel about that with, like, people within our own culture ruining it for the culture?
I think that, I'm going to say it like this. I think that within all the settings, there's security, people have the potential to act up at any one of these events where alcohol is being served, period. Mm-hmm. They can act up at events where there is no alcohol being served. Yeah. They can act up at events that are those cultures, but there's plenty of other cultures. Every culture does. I've been to plenty of parties that weren't, you know, parties that
weren't black.
The same things was going on.
Yeah.
But when you go outside of what's the name of, you know, that club in Warwick?
Mardi Gras.
When you go outside of Mardi Gras, after they let out a Mardi Gras, every single time, it looks crazy to me. People acting crazy out there. Do you hear about it, though?
Never.
Because
okay, so that's what's being reported. Mm.
It's the urban.
Is what's telling you that, right. This is what's going on with our, we always mess everything up for ourselves. Right. You know what I'm saying? But they don't tell you about nothing else going on.
That's like when PC was going outside and they had like a rave and they were trashing cars.
Yeah,
and like
so we don't, I don't
making
advocate.
A mess when the Patriots won.
Exactly.
Yeah. But let that be the Dominican Festival.
Exactly.
For example.
I don't advocate for no random violence without no reason. Like going and partying because a team won.
Right.
We don't do that. You know what I mean? But, like, I'll say this. I don't advocate for any of that. I think that it's bad to destroy infrastructure and property, your own property, other property, in a time of peace. Mm. But I also just understand the context of where a lot of our people, you know, feel disenfranchised. And those frustrations come out at different points. And keep it real, I think that we as quote, people of color, blacks, Hispanics, you know, Latinos, we're walking around with this. It's like a trauma, genetic trauma from all the things that we've gone through. And we're so lost. And then, we go out to these places, we listen to this music, we act up, but we're just doing what normal humans would do.
In anger and anguish.
Exactly, in oppression. But the truth is that it's not us. It's not like even in that state. We act up more than they do, more than anyone else does. Mm. When I say, you know what I mean? More than anyone else. I can say I might never have seen a fight happening randomly at a Greek wedding or something. You know what I mean? I can make up something. But the truth is, turn on the internet and you can see the same violence happening across all groups.
Yeah,
you see some stuff happening in
all over
Asia,
the world.
In their civil, you know, like their government stuff, they're throwing shoes at each other and fighting.
Right,
and all around everywhere you go.
Right.
But the difference is that the media selectively chooses to give a platform to biased information that targets people that look like you and I,
people of color.
And so whenever something happens, there they go again.
Yep,
you already heard. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's not that it necessarily is more, because it ain't. It really is not. Because what is the increased rates? All right. The difference is that if you're going by socioeconomic levels, then okay. But pretty much below a certain level,
everybody's fighting with each other because it's an economic struggle for survival.
It's a crisis.
Passed over that level, of course, nobody's fighting. Everybody got everything. And they're keeping everybody else down. And, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's an overt thing that you can always put your finger on, but just observe media. Observe the context to which they refer to you as, or people that look like you as, people that look like others. Just observe what they say, what their words are, and then you'll just notice that there's a bias.
Yep.
There is.
There's always a way to describe it where there's an extra adjective which they wouldn't have added in another.
And yeah. Every news channel, you know, has a different bias.
Different bias, yeah. Yes.
Because they're supposed to represent different mindsets for the consumers. So, you know, most people. And the truth is, you know, that's why I support more Spark Up PVD.
Yes.
I support original. More recordings and independent media.
Crook yes. Rock.
But I mean independent media.
Oh, okay. All right.
I support more independent media. You know what I mean? That's what you guys are. Mm. You know, I support more the media that I can seek out and that looks a little bit more like me. The reason is because I've already seen that everything doesn't get reported accurately with these major, you know, major networks. So then I try to look at people I can relate to. Yeah. What is people that kind of look like us saying a couple states down about that situation? You heard about something? I'm not going to go look at the news report because it's like just meant to depress you, I guess. Uh-oh, the camera went.
Technical difficulties.
But yeah, like, as you were saying, so basically, do you...
Are we back?
How can I put it in context so I don't sound all messed up? Where do you look for? Like, how do you figure these things out? And how do you know, these things are the real truth?
You know what I mean? What do you mean by these things?
Since there's so many sources of media feeding us so much different... sides of stories and like how do we find out the facts? How do you find out the facts?
Well, you just have to read between the lines and you have to learn critical thinking and to make finer distinctions in what you read. You know, if you already know that it historically has a certain trend and that it tends to portray, then just look at things with an extra discerning eye and don't just take When a news story is reported or anything, don't just take it for face value. Analyze it backwards and forwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look for more information.
What's the holes? What could have been? Just like everything. That's like how Jerry I do with everything. Yeah. That's how I just do with everything. Right. Is that, you know, never completely trust any impression, anything that you think. You just always consider, what's the other side of that?
Right.
Well, you think it's going to go to, what if it doesn't, you know? And that way you can already get a feel for the differences and what's going on, and as you do that over time, then it's like it'll start to be like you only hear keywords. Everything else is just you know, and it's just like you hear it through something that
it's like
eliminates opinion. See, because that's bias. It's when the person expressed some kind of opinion and leaning towards one side, favorably or unfavorably
their
in reporting
personal.
Of.
Yep.
Facts.
Yeah, alternative facts.
Yeah. Or also, you see some of these newscasters, they just do gestures. They do gestures. They don't necessarily say things. They just... They'll do these funny gestures that tell you that they feel and that you should feel because when you're watching it, when you're watching any programming, remember it's called programming, when you're watching that, you're accepting and most of the time you're suspending disbelief.
Right.
You suspend disbelief and just accept. And so when you're in that state, you're objectionable. You're like,
You're unlearning and learning every time.
It must be bad. Look at his face. He just told me it's bad. You know it's bad.
It's
those
bad.
People are bad. This you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're always messing up the traffic in that neighborhood. You understand what I'm saying? It's like these little things that just keep people's opinions and minds vibrating and moving a certain way. Other things that keep you locked up into a prison of your own thoughts that has been made for you by impressions that you just accept.
Yeah.
Those become stereotypes. Those become judgments. Because you just accept it And now the next time you see someone that reminds you of that situation, you proceed upon the situation based on what you thought in that situation. Because now you created a marker for it in your mind. And that's what they constantly, you know, we constantly have done. You know what I'm saying out here? It's like, you know, that's why I love your show. We don't do that.
So what do you think is a misconception in Providence? Because you mentioned, what better way than to get information than from people that look like you or can relate to you at least? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best part of meeting people in your city, because they know something that you know, or they've been through the same thing that you've been through in the same exact place, maybe in the same exact neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the misconception of Providence that you would that you feel the opposite of?
A misconception of Providence that I feel the opposite of.
Mike's thinking over there.
Yeah, I'm.
What do you think? Tell me what you think, and then I'll see what. Because I'm kind of not sure. I wasn't thinking in that way.
Oh, for example, before I started to gain more, love for my own city, I didn't think there was anything here. I always used to say, "There's nothing here for me. There's no opportunities here for me. The people suck." Yeah. Like, I just hated it here.
Yeah.
Because that's what hate is. When you can't stand everything about somebody or something, that's hate. Like, you would love for that thing to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
That's hate. Because I wanted to leave here so bad.
You was hating.
And I'm like, how can I? I'm here. This
but
is
But you
me.
Had walls because you felt like you had walls because right. you didn't exactly. have no love. And you.
But that is the misconception. The things I've heard from other people saying Providence is whack. Or like people saying, I grew up in New York, but they came here at the age of 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't grow up in New York. You grew up here. Like, stop it. You're not from the... Stop throwing up the X.
Right.
But, my misconception was that this place sucked. And as I got older, I realized that it doesn't. It's everyone has their own lane. You just have to find it.
I think there's several different Providences for different people based on the groups of people that they're around. Right. You can go to the same place and have completely opposite experiences based on who you're with too.
That's true.
So social groups
it's different.
You know,
groups.
Your the environment that you're coming up because it's what socially is going on, what who you're with, where they go, what are the habits that you are being taught to adopt young.
Right.
Who are the also as you get older, who are the social associates that you know take you places? What are those experiences like? So here you can have You can have many different experiences.
That's true, because I split everything up like music. Everything I think about is music. It's kind of disgusting, but I think about everything in sections.
Disgusting.
Like Crook Rock and Tapia to me are like the like the Tribe Called Quests guys, like the socially conscious, like woke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then we have the Nino Green and Almighty C's, who are like the smooth cats, who are like they got like that hip hop vibe, but like Kid Cudi esque.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Rain, who's like turned up, like trap soul. You know what I mean? Like everybody has their own like their own lane, their own genre, and I think that that should be respected. And I think that's a misconception also too, that everyone has to sound and look the same.
You know, that's because when you put commerce into business, commerce wants to replicate results. So when it comes to you marketing an artist, you're gonna go with what you already know works, and that's what takes the soul out of things, is the effort to try to monetize everything. So it's like, all right, so this person wore this shirt. We're going to do the same thing with this guy. He looks different. So it,
like the dad hats.
It turns into a cookie cutter assembly line kind of thing. And then the soul is going out of it because it was what it was, because it was dope, because it was the unique expression of a person utilizing a culture to express themselves.
Right.
It's not just you creating something and just everybody wants the same thing for 6 months, so we're going to make all the songs sound the same.
Yeah.
That's assembly, that's artificial and manufactured, because nature doesn't work that way.
Right.
You know? Nature doesn't work that way.
Genetic,
so right now the music is GMO music.
Right.
And what is that?
Genetically modified,
right.
Artificial music. Mm. Just like genetically modified food. You don't realize that all the foods and all the plants and everything that we got out here is
processed.
Did you know that grass is not indigenous to this hemisphere?
Really?
It's seeds, right?
Grass, yeah. Well, grass, where does grass come from?
I don't know, the bottom.
All right, so
the soil.
So on the, no.
The ground.
This is what you're thinking. Grass is not natural. The natural plants are the weeds, and the weeds are the herbs.
Yep.
And the weeds have nutritional value. Grass came from, I believe it came from Asia, but in I think like Japan, they used to have these small gardens. Mm-hmm. And they noticed that the grass would grow and cover everything, kind of like a moss.
Mm.
But it would grow and it, you know, had its own level, and it was, but nothing else could survive where the grass is. Only thing that can survive where the grass is large plants. Most of the time, it's very little weed, but the grass, the root system, chokes everything else out.
Huh, sounds familiar.
So now, if grass is not natural here, what is?
That's a good question. That just got so deep. It's just like,
you're like natural. What's natural? We don't even know what natural is. That's why we with our culture and what we're doing, we're building our own way in a new way.
Mm.
That's focused on our bodies, the health,
instinctual,
on our well-being mentally, yeah, our well-being physically, our well-being financially,
yeah,
not just individually, but as a community,
mm-hmm,
economically, as a group,
together,
and with our true identities. So, you know, like we're focused on moving forward and progressing and not doing the fake. And when you start to make finer distinctions, you find out that almost everything is fake. Mm-hmm. The food we eat ain't even food.
Yeah.
Man, that's deep. That's deep.
So, you know, follow the real.
Speaking
of
real. You
know what I mean? This is what we're doing.
Let's get back to pull up PVD for the last question to wrap it up. What are your expectations, hopes, and goals for this movement?
My expectation, hopes, and goals. Well, we've already hit some of our main goals, which is to make it happen,
yep,
to ship.
That's
and to
one.
Be,
yep,
and to pay, you know, yep, pay for it and handle it. Yep. So we're going to make this happen. We're doing it right now. Pretty much everybody, anyone else that may be interested is, you know, is additional.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're going there. We're going to have a great time, a memorable time, and be outstanding at doing it.
Yep.
So that everyone that sees us understands that Pull Up PVD, ATX by PVD, Providence Cultural Equity Initiative, the cultural sector, true cultural practitioners, Sibuko Baya Montaino, we're authentic and we're coming from Providence, which is an authentic place, the authentic culture, creative capital, and we're going to represent that and be dope at it. And we just want y'all to watch, because at the end of the day, if y'all can't come, we got to do some live streams.
Yeah.
We're going to get it popping. We're doing it at that level. We got to document it. You know
what I mean? You guys follow us. Follow Pull Up PVD on Instagram.
At Pull Up PVD.
At Pull Up PVD. We are going to be posting pictures of the trip, the journey through.
Right. Video too.
Page video too.
Because this is actually the other thing about this situation is that it's being filmed, and there's a film, a documentary being made around this.
Yeah, that's actually my job. You know, there's a documentary going on too as well.
That's what's up.
And I want to see this go, you know, big and big every year. You know, nonstop.
And bring on people who are serious and ready to work. But have fun too.
Yeah, we're gonna
enjoy the time over there, because you know what I mean. Not too many times you get a chance to actually
do something like this
and get to enjoy the time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know what I mean, put that work in too, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah. Play hard, right.
Facts.
Now I want to give a quick
shout out to the advisor at Miss Sin City for
my sisters in the audience.
For Spark Up PV Dizzle.
Shout outs to everybody, man.
And her contributions to keeping our mind and keeping you relevant all the time, you know, in all discussions.
We thank her. She's one of our faithful sharers as well.
Yeah. You know.
So we appreciate that. I think it's important to support each other. No matter what, even if you're not doing anything, share somebody's garage sale.
Yeah.
Share.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a community.
It's only a click of a button.
Right.
That's all it is.
And it's free.
It's free, right? You don't even... Yo, it's crazy. It's like
it's free. It's it'd be hard for people to just share things. It's free. It's, you know what I mean?
Cost
but
nothing.
You could go to the store and spend $300.
You know, it's kind of. You know,
it's funny. People share somebody that's already at the top.
Yeah, that
like
too.
Crazy.
That's right. Making crazy money already.
That's basically you're giving them free promotion.
Right.
And you know you're not gaining anything. Of it, you know what I mean, and
right.
People probably think less of it.
And people
everybody's
say,
just so scared.
I was gonna say, people think, oh, well, if I promote this person, like if I promote Spark Up PVD, how is that gonna better my life? How is that gonna better my community? Right. We're gonna bring in revenue to the state.
Right.
That's
right.
That's important.
That's big.
I think you don't want potholes on Potters. I don't.
Oh
no. I'm done with the potholes.
There's so potholes everywhere.
If Spark Up PVD can fix every pothole,
right?
We would.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would. If
you could put, you could hold the right people accountable.
Yes,
and that's
I can
what
have
it is.
The cultural power to make movements to.
Yeah.
But people won't share evolution. Something, but will complain so much about not having a voice,
right.
Not being nothing.
Right.
They won't show up to a press conference, won't do anything, and then complain.
And for those that, you know, complain, I feel like, yo, if you don't like it, change it.
Right.
Do something about it.
Stop complaining and do something. Right.
You know,
right.
Get on your 2 feet, stop sitting on the couch.
Right.
You know, and
play
do 2K.
I'm gonna play 2K.
I say that all the time, like especially to like young Black Latinos and African American, whatever you want to label yourself as. You don't have to be a rapper. You don't have to be a basketball player. I mean, if you're nice, go for it and go all the way and don't stop.
Right.
But you don't. There's other areas. You could be an agent. Mm-hmm. You could be an accountant. You can be a manager. You can be a promoter. You could do.
There's
anything.
There's
else.
Space for everybody
and be best at it.
You don't like the way the city's going? Be the mayor.
Right.
Be the governor. Right. Be the president.
Exactly.
Obama did it. What's your excuse? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He came from the South Side of Chicago. I mean, we all know the reputation of that.
Right.
And like Christina said, for those on your couch smoking weed, get your high ass off the couch and get out there and do something.
I mean, and if that's what you like to do, then create something
for
that lifestyle.
That.
Exactly.
Right.
Invent something.
You know?
Right.
Get together with some other people smoking and come up with ideas.
Don't just smoke weed.
Be valuable. Make some value.
Exactly.
Right?
It's amazing how little kids nowadays, you've seen them. See them on gaming channels, and they're making millions. Like these little kids,
they got mad views on
YouTube. Mad views, but they're doing something. They're doing something they enjoy.
They're making money,
and you know we might look at it as, oh, you're playing video games, but they are banking. They are making
money.
What are you doing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Stop paying on that somebody else's hustle.
You know
right.
exactly.
Right.
Get your hustle off the ground and keep moving. Don't worry about the next man.
Right.
You know.
So
finesse too.
I want to plug it in. Excuse me. I'm over your coffee. Plug it in also. Shout out to Stay Silent PVD, who will also be in Texas.
Stay Silent
for that
PVD.
Week. They'll be having an event with Rain, Hill Holla, and Cam Bells.
Right.
They're having
that's
a PVD event. Event that started here and that's popping here in Austin, Texas.
Right.
So
that's dope.
Along with Pull Up PVD, Mike Fabs, Joel Tapia, Crook Rock, and some others that we will.
Yeah, shout out to the whole team. But check us out at Pull Up PVD. And from there on, you could probably, you know, find everyone's handles and follow the movement and see see what's going on everywhere. So, you know, shouts out. Support the movement. Y'all interested, get at us at Pull Up PVD on Instagram.
Right.
At Tapia101 on Instagram.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll help you.
So we appreciate you guys.
And with that said,
We appreciate the movement and we're here for it and we're gonna support you guys whatever
it
is.
We appreciate Spark Up.
That's what we do.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We promote and help people. Like if you follow me on the book, you know I'm always promoting people. I'm always trying to give positive vibes. Yeah,
exactly.
I do get it out of hand like everybody else sometimes.
That's fine. That's
was
fine.
this is a factual thing. I was doing that before Khaled got on, Snapchat. So, you know, just for those that think I've been doing it for a little bit, you know, a lot of my posts are posted from 2010, 2012.
Way back.
Like, I've been doing this for a while. So, you know, for all those people out there, you know, that are listening, you know, just stay motivated.
Yeah, stay motivated, man. You know what I mean? Just stay working.
You know, with that
don't
said,
stop.
Thank you guys for
thank
coming.
You guys. Thank you, Spark and Up. Thank you, BOA. You thank you, it is. Providence.
We love
thank
you, guys.
You Tahino City.
Hey, much love to both of you. And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. That's bye-bye.
Suéltalo.
Shout out to DJ Locura that couldn't make
it. Shout out to the old Providence, Rhode Island, the old Rhode Island, wherever, you know, all the dopest people is at in Rhode Island. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Yeah, because not just Providence. We can't leave everybody else out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all the Tainos.
Word.
Peace.
Suéltalo. Even when the sun goes.